together anymore? Is there a schism here off
of
Stevens?
No, not at all. He just beat me here. I had to finish my shake.
I just asked Jordan and Fletcher the same question. You look at the Detroit game, you guys are up late. You look at Sunday, you guys are up late. The Washington game was in the balance. How does a team learn to finish those games and put teams away when you have the opportunity?
I think just in those moments, everybody has to really lock in on what their main job is. You know, I think sometimes it's innate that when you think you've got the game under control, everybody kind of, you know, takes that deep breath, and then that's when we slip up. That's when there's misassignments. That's when the ball gets put on the ground, whether it's at receiver, running back, any position. That's when guys just aren't focused on the minor details, and then those are things that will kill you. And so it's just saying, okay, like when we come in the huddle, maybe if it, you know, next time we're in a game in that situation and we're up late, it's like, hey, everybody, lock in. Whatever your job is, do that for the next 6 seconds every single play, and let's go ahead and finish these guys. Don't start looking ahead. Don't start relaxing. Keep that same strength, keep that same energy up that we had at the beginning of the game.
Part of the team being young, you think?
You know, I think you can credit sometimes being young. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of experience still to be, you know, still to be had for this team. But at the same time, it's more just being disciplined. You got to be disciplined. You know, this is the NFL, so we're not going to sit around and make excuses all day. We got to go finish those games.
Did you
You know, as far as a concern, my biggest thing obviously is I'm his friend, so I just want to make sure that he's good mentally with his family and everything, and just at home. You know, obviously we know that he's going through some things right now, but at the same time is okay. This happened. We deal with the facts, but now after the facts are dealt with, how do we react to him? How do we combat that? And it's just, you know, continue to stay positive, continue to still be a good father to his son, good husband to his wife. And then when he comes in here, us giving him positive energy and positive feedback just as players and friends.
Jordan, you and others have talked about how a defense may not be threatened by the threat of a deep ball or a deep passing game with the way things are going right now. Do you have to take shots down the field for things to open up a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody wants to, obviously. You know, that's one big thing. I know Carson wants to go out there, too, and, you know, take some shots down the field. That's just something that we want to do. We want to do it last game. But, you know, surprisingly, Dallas played really deep. They played two safeties deep, you know, so you are going to try and, you know, pick them apart underneath. And for the most part, we were doing, you know, a good job with it. We just had to finish the game. You know, if we would have finished that game, I don't think this would be as big of a topic still as it is now. So, obviously, you know, it is still something to work on. For us, though, mainly as receivers, we just say, hey, we got to go out there and make the plays. You know, we can't call them. We're not throwing it, but we got to go out there and just go and make it happen. That way we instill more confidence in Carson and in the coaches and us going out there and doing it.
What are you seeing in practice from Trevs? I mean, he got here late. He's getting all the installs now. Is he up to speed? And you're not a coach, but is he getting close to where he might be?
He's up to speed for sure. He's running like 4.3 out there, so I don't think you have to worry about, you know, him right now I just want him to run straight and go get the ball, so I don't know how much installing I want Trex to know. But at the same time, he's doing well, hard-working guy. He's been cool as far as just in the meeting rooms, around the guys, great addition. So, you know, it's just plugging him in the best way possible. But obviously he does have an asset, and that asset is the speed. So we want to definitely be able to utilize that as soon as we can.
Jordan, you've seen Doug handle several off-the-field issues over the last several months. What has struck you about his approach to how he handles those things?
I think the best thing about Coach Peterson is he understands that, you know, as a grown man, when you make a mistake, you don't need another grown man to remind you of the fact that you made a mistake. You know, I think that's one big thing that Coach Peterson does understand. He's really good with people. He's been in the locker room. He knows guys. He knows things happen. So if anything, he's always going to give positive feedback. Is he going to say, hey, yeah, we got to figure out a way to get past this? Of course. But at the same time, whenever there's a situation like that, the guy honestly knows that he's made a mistake. So Coach Peterson is always going to be as positive as possible with him. He's going to always make him feel like family. you know, as he should. And I like the way he handles it. He doesn't come up here in team meeting, you know, and get on somebody in front of everybody. He's going to have those conversations in private, one-on-one. And then when it comes to the team structure, it's about, hey, we continue to move forward. We let everything else play out. But at the same time, we're a team, we're a family, and that's still the most important thing.
The fact that he's been in that locker room as a player is a big reason why.
Yeah, definitely. I think I said that from the very beginning. You know, Coach Peterson, great coach, you know, but at the same time, I feel like I go fishing with him. Like, he's just a, you know, normal guy to the core. But I think that sense of how he is definitely helps him in the locker room and just with guys, you know, around the building.
Is this offense getting
I would say no, not at all. We're not playing to the level that we need to be playing at, you know. And you can even throw me in there too, like, you know, me included with the whole group. So it's on us, you know, to all say internally, how are we each going to go out there and not just do our job, but do our job to a level where, okay, now we're a threat to people, you know, because right now we're putting people in a situation, okay, yeah, this guy does this, he's a big guy, he's a slot. But at the same time, it's, okay, we need to be worried about these guys. You know, I know when our defensive guys come in here, y'all are going to ask them about the Giants wide receivers and, you know, what threat are they to you guys. Well, we need to play to that level to where other teams start saying, okay, we got to get ready for these guys. But that's just on us. That's what we got to do every day in practice, and we just got to take that mentality to the game. And I'm confident in the guys that we have that we're going to do that.